Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting. Just being involved and being engaged. Right? You really do have to get information. So head up to the website. I mean, I can't think of a better place to get more informed, can you? Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot you got going on up there. And you know, you also want to sign up for our weekly email. And I said it out once a week. I try not to be crazy. I don't want to be crazy. I don't want any problems with any of that. I don't want you to think that I'm making you nuts with, you know, sending out 15. Some of these people, God bless them. I don't know how they send out 15 a day. I couldn't do it. I make myself nuts, for God's sakes. But anyway, you know, sign up for that. Sign up for our newsletter. If you don't like the newsletter, then simply sign up for the come on, senior news when you walk in there. Sign up for the text messaging alerts. Or text alerts. I know everybody's got a different way they want to talk about it, but sign up for the text alerts. You know, that way there, you know the show's coming on. I don't know why you can't put it in your Outlook calendar or whatever calendar you got. And that way there, you know when the show's coming on, and you can tune in and get ready to go. If you pull the app down out of the App Store or the, you know, whether it's Google or what have you, if you pull it out of the App Store, then you'll have... I think it sends notices out automatically. I'm trying to remember here, but I can't remember. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The real attempt to steal the American presidency, and there is a true attempt going on. This is, you know, it's funny how the major news sources, and now Fox too, well, some of the Fox people, actually a majority of, are saying that everything was above board. No matter what was wrong, no matter what they saw happen, everything was above board. I mean, that's delusional. That is so delusional. And so, again, when you sit there and you think about what's going on, to actually sit on a couch as a Democrat, Republican, Green Party, whatever you are, and think that nothing is askew here would tell me that you've got a really extremely low IQ. So Rich Manning is going to join me after the break. He's the president of Americans for United, for a limited government, sorry. They announced that it's offering a $10,000 reward to any resident of Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee, or Philadelphia who can provide information that leads to the arrest and the conviction of voter fraud in 2020 presidential election. My God, I mean, it should be flowing everywhere. If I was President Trump, I'd offer $1 million reward for anybody who turned these people in, who could provide direct evidence that they swapped, you know, 10,000 plus votes. You'd get them. They'd come out of the woodwork. Seriously. I mean, use some of that money. You got to turn it on them. You got these billionaires. The reason these billionaires are so much against Trump, the reason some of these powerful people are so much against Trump, because they know he knows about them. Think about what he's done to the pedophilia world. Think about what he's done to the sex slave industry. To the child sex slave industry. That is, to me, the most horrendous, disgusting sin you can commit. I used to say, and I meant it to no end, if you ever sexually assaulted one of my kids, I would ask the judge not to file charges against him and not to file charges against me, but give me 15 minutes of room alone with this person. And no matter what I did shy of killing them, they couldn't prosecute me on. Because it doesn't, when there is no punishment, there is no crime. These people don't go to jail for any length of time. Right? I mean, tell me where and when. Look what happens in Chicago. Nothing. Crime, listen, if you don't think that you're going to see this country change dramatically under Joe Biden, law and order, well, it would be law and disorder, and we already know what Kamala Harris is all about. If you think that there's going to be any kind of law and order, you're out of your mind. It's not going to happen. And they're not going to push it. Well, they'll push it if it's somebody on the right. But they're not going to push it for their own. It's just not going to happen. And this is serious stuff. This is, look, law and order is what people want. These people ran around telling everyone, Harris and Joe Biden and so forth, they were spewing the BLM mantra that the black community was afraid of the police. They wanted less police, less intrusion. Mm-hmm. And when Fox did a survey earlier, it showed almost 80% of the people in the black community wanted more police, not less. Right? More, not less. So they were lying to us. Nothing new. We're kind of used to this, aren't we? And then back to back to all this garbage about there's no voter fraud. Absolutely none. We're seeing more and more of these smaller fraud items, like a parent was just charged with voter fraud for submitting thousands of fraudulent applications on behalf of homeless people. The two men were charged in a 41-count criminal complaint. A man who tried to run for mayor in Hawthorne, California, is among two people charged in the voter fraud case. They had thousands, not a couple hundred, not 10 or 15, they had thousands of fraudulent voter registration applications. It's just amazing. Joe Mazzini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
The theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting you, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. Look, be part of the conversation. That's how you become part of the solution. And don't listen to all the crud that you're being beat up about. You know, all over that interweb thing, especially don't believe anything you see from Twitter or Facebook or anything along those lines. You know, we get caught up in conversations that we're having. It's, you know, you got to triple check stuff nowadays. You really do. Because they're not giving you the real information. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. Richard Manning joins me. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government and co-author of Necessary Noise, How Donald Trump Inflames the Culture War. And listen, if you guys don't read and get informed and get engaged, we're doomed to keep failing, basically. Richard, thanks for joining me. I appreciate your time with me.
My pleasure. Anytime, Joe.
You know, all right, so we're here. You know, my listeners are really having a hard time trying to move through the truth here. We kind of know what the truth is. But then you see things that happen. I'm just going to jump into it with you. You see what happened with the news conference today. I'm sorry to say I didn't get a lot of confidence or good, warm, fuzzy feelings from that news conference with Rudy Giuliani and team. What were your thoughts on that?
Oh, I thought they did exactly what they needed to do, and that is they brought forth some affidavits, which are proof that there was voter fraud in a variety of places. They specifically talked to, say, in Wisconsin, that they had enough votes just based upon the failure of a number of voters to have actual requests for an absentee ballot, which would deal with about 60,000 votes and those votes, which are clearly fraudulent under the Wisconsin law. And that amount, they believe, was Wisconsin. And I think what they did, for me anyway, is they gave me an actual foothold to stand on rather than just a generic kind of comment about there being fraud. We know there was fraud. We know they didn't allow people to observe. We know all those things. What they did is through the affidavits is they provide us with actual eyewitnesses that saw this. They're willing to attest to it. And in fact, in many cases, at the risk of their own jobs.
Right. And again, explain to people, I mean, I know some people know, but explain to people truly what an affidavit does, what it is, and how much water it actually holds in these kind of situations.
An affidavit is a statement under oath that something occurred. And it's as simple as that. You are essentially the same as if you're a witness in a witness stand. And filing a false affidavit subjects you potentially to charges of committing perjury. So this is not something that's just a wild accusation. This isn't, accuser number four in the Kavanaugh situation. This is real people
yep.
standing up and saying what we saw was wrong. It was so wrong that we're willing to risk personal security and safety to tell that to the American public. That's what's significant here, Joe. Remember that we know that that people have been intimidated. We know that lawyers have been forced off of the Trump legal team because the families were being threatened. We know that people have been forced off because their careers were threatened.
Yep.
And as a result, we have seen unprecedented intimidation around this campaign and around this recount. So what these people have done is they have taken a very brave stand by saying, putting their hand on the Bible, essentially, and saying, this is what happened. This is what, and it bothered me so much that I had to come forward and say it. And the fact that they have hundreds of these affidavits, which are not public at this point, but hundreds of these affidavits affirms that these aren't sole lone people talking. But in fact, there are many, many, many others who are saying the same thing. And that will put a real crimp in this idea that Joe Biden's ascendancy, the presidency, is inevitable.
So the thing that excites me, though, to your point, is a lot of Democrats were coming forward. There were a lot of rank-and-file Democrats who came forward and said, look, I want my people to win, but not like this. This is just way over the top. I'm not comfortable doing this, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. The story in Detroit where – I think it was Detroit – where they were talking about – they'd been working well into the night, and a truck pulled up, and they all raced over the truck thinking it was going to be pizzas or something. And instead, it was ballots in garbage cans and in boxes and in wheelbarrows and everything else they could find a cart of a ballot in. And they were stunned, and a number of people attested to that that's exactly what happened. And it was stated that those ballots turned out to be 100% for Joe Biden. So, and that was the, so when you look at it, you say, wait a second, This is provable fraud. Now, you know, the obvious problem here is, what does somebody do about it? Does the court say, well, we're going to invalidate the election? Do they say we're knocking 130,000 votes off of Biden's vote total in Michigan? Do they say, you know, what do they do about this? And that is the $64 question. But I do want to talk about one other thing that just impressed me in terms of the fraud and the case that Giuliani made. He talked about overvotes in places like Michigan and Wisconsin, where there were more than 100, 200, 300% of a precinct voted. 300% of a precinct voted. Now, highest turnout usually gets about 80%. That's as high as it gets. And so what we learn from this is some people voted, or people voted illegally, three times, negating, and I want to make this point very clear, the reason this matters is because an illegal vote negates a legal vote.
Yes.
When somebody puts in more votes than one, they create an environment where those of us who are legally voting have our vote minimized, and somebody's saying, my vote should be worth 10 times yours, and so they cheat. That's why this is beyond cutting the front line in school. This is saying, I can get an A simply because I'm willing to cheat and buy the teacher a bunch of stuff, and you should get a B because you weren't willing to do that. That's not the way the system works. That's not how we elect presidents, and we have a responsibility to get this out of our system right now, regardless of what the outcome is in the final election.
No, I agree with you that, you know, of course we want the outcome to be, but we also want to get this cleared up. And if the Democrats take total control, it'll never get cleared up. Matter of fact, I think it'll become worse. But the reality here, though, we've been doing this for 15 years now, or almost 15 years, and you see dribs and drabs of these cases making it to court. This is a big deal. This is going to end up at SCOTUS. When we come back from the break, I want to find out what the reality is. I mean, will they look at a 300% turnout and say, okay, something's wrong, we're overturning it in that precinct or whatever? Let's talk about that when we come back. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan DeRocky.
The
Elections officials in Georgia have released the results of their hand recount of ballots in the presidential election. The numbers released Thursday night have former Vice President Joe Biden ahead of President Trump by about 13,000 votes. At a press conference Thursday, Trump campaign attorney Rudy Giuliani said a new lawsuit would be filed Friday in Georgia over the signature verification process for absentee ballots.
The recount being done in Georgia will tell us nothing, because these fraudulent ballots will just be counted again.
Georgia is legally required to certify their election results by Friday. As one recount is completed, another will soon begin. Elections officials in Wisconsin have ordered a recount in two of the state's largest counties after requested by the Trump campaign. The recounts of more than 800,000 votes in Milwaukee and Dane counties will begin on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to be alerted by text, or have a text alert, simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. Listen, I hate emails too, guys. I get enough of them. So if you want to do the text alert, easier for you to deal with, that'd be great. Are they really attempting to steal the American presidency? Richard Manning joins me. He's the president of Americans for Limited Government. And you have offered, I believe you have offered a $10,000 reward to anybody in Atlanta, Detroit, Milwaukee, or Philadelphia that can bring forth evidence that would prove and help convict on voter fraud.
Right. Anybody who brings us evidence that leads to the arrest and conviction of somebody on voter fraud, in those four cities, we are going to pay them $10,000.
Wow.
And the purpose here is very simple, Joe. It's not enough to say, oh, there was voter fraud. If people don't go to jail, it happens again. Ultimately, the way you get voter fraud rooted out of the system is you make it be too painful for somebody to engage in it, for them to say, I'm not willing to take this risk. And right now there's no risk, because in these cities, these Democrat-controlled cities, if you get caught, they basically don't do anything to you. So what we're trying to do is we're trying to elevate this, and we have some stuff that's pretty compelling, which we have turned over to the Trump legal team, but we're also looking to send it over to the Department of Justice, U.S. Department of Justice, because they have a compelling interest in prosecuting election fraud as well. So we're not going to sit there and rely on the Philadelphia district attorney to prosecute their cousin for election fraud. Instead, we're going to go to the Department of Justice in the expectation that they will do their jobs, which I know is a really, really strange concept after the last 4 years. But, you know, hope springs eternal.
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, It is funny how discouraged more and more solid Americans are getting, because they don't see justice taking place at the Department of Justice or in the country as a whole for a certain group of people. The FBI was weaponized, very obviously. So where do you go to get justice. And even, I don't know Barr, I don't know if you know Barr, but it looked like he'd been dragging his feet. Some people tell me he just wants to get everything right. I don't buy that it takes, you know, 3 years or 2 years plus to get everything right. So I don't know. If people don't go to jail, if things don't change, I fear that you're going to see some violence from a group of people. And I'm not talking about the left. I'm talking about the hardcore right who are going to feel the country's gone anyway. We can't get justice. And I'm not advocating this. I'm just, you know, watching what's going on out there. There is a boiling point coming if we don't see some justice.
This is why we have to get this vote right. That's why we have to stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow a vote to be stolen. It comes right down to a simple fact, Joe, that people have to have faith that the system actually works.
Yeah.
They've been given no evidence over the last 4 years in that the justice system is working. What they've seen is people go to jail for virtually doing nothing, and others who attempted to create a coup are sitting in the same jobs they had beforehand and are facing no penalties. They're seeing people who are whistleblowers against the coup being out of work, like Adam Levinger at the Department of Defense, and we're seeing the person who put him out of work, who was engaged in the coup, James Baker at the Department of Defense, being there and not being fired. So this is really a big problem, and the faith of Americans in the system is the entire way it works. We have to believe the system works, that the system is fair, and that it in fact does provide blindfolded justice. And the last 4 years have provided us absolutely no evidence of that.
Yeah. I want to go back to some of the comments you made earlier about, especially about the, we have 300% of the people in a precinct or a district that turned out to vote. I know that in Nevada and a few other states, you've had people at 150 or above in age come out to vote. I want to know what's in the soil or the air. We may move there ourselves. I don't know. But you're seeing this stuff happen over and over and over again. And my question to you is, are these points that you could take in front of SCOTUS? Because, again, my understanding is there's a big difference between, what do they call it, circumstantial evidence and then having an actual eyewitness to see what took place and how it went down.
Well, there are multiple different types of evidence. The one piece of evidence that's obvious is 300% of a precinct voted. Okay? So, you know, that's either true or it isn't true. It's an objective fact. Then you have evidence where somebody says, I saw this and I'm attesting that this is true. And that's a disputable fact because it could be other people who could testify, no, that's not what happened. And then you have to discern what the truth is based upon the testimony. And then the third is circumstantial evidence where you say, this is not possible that this could have occurred because of X, Y, and Z. Circumstantial evidence in this is something like 686,000 ballots in Philadelphia were processed without having Republican observers in terms of both the vote itself, the voting itself, and the election, the ballot counting. And then when you see vote totals that come through those systems and people say, wait a second, there are 130,000 votes, and I'm not exact on that number.
Right.
There are 130,000 votes that all went for Biden, all in one chunk. It's reasonable to have circumstantial evidence based upon that without being able to count those ballots to infer that there was fraud going on and that it was massive and it was across state lines because you had the same thing happening in Atlanta. You had the same thing happening in Milwaukee. You had the same thing happening in Maricopa County, which is Phoenix. You had the same thing happening in Wayne County, which is Detroit, and you had the same thing happening in Philadelphia. You had it happen in Pittsburgh. So you had it in various states around the country, big cities around the country that were controlled by Democrats. So, yeah, it's reasonable to infer, based on circumstantial evidence, that this was I think Rudy Giuliani almost said this, that it's almost a RICO case, where it is a racketeering case of fraud on a massive scale and a nationwide scale. This isn't a onesies or twosies. This isn't a, you know, one county election official going rogue. This isn't Palm Beach County looking at Chad's. This is a nationwide fraud, an attempt to take control of the election. And, Joe, let me be clear. This election recount is not about overturning an election. It's about getting it right. It's about making certain that the people who voted for Donald Trump and the people who voted for Joe Biden have their votes counted accurately. That's what this is about. And so, and the objective of our election and of these legal challenges and the recounts is just that. It's not to rubber stamp an outcome that that CNN said was true. It's to find out what actually happened and have the votes reflect how people actually voted. And I know it's a strange concept to want to do that, but apparently it's a foreign concept to a lot of people on the left.
Well, Rich, I don't know if you know this about me, but I spent 20 years in technology, and I have been screaming about computer voting since I started doing the show. I mean, almost 13 years or somewhere around there. And I keep saying, look, you don't know how easy it is to do this. You don't know how easy it is to interject code into these machines. They make it seem like it's a big deal, but it's not. Not nowadays, anyhow. And now these machines, they've been touched by so many people on the far left or people who hate Republicans, who hate Trump. I don't even know. This is it's a personal opinion, but how does one buy machines, justify machines for a state here in the United States that get tallied in another country and change hands, chain of ownership changes five times before it gets back to us? How is that a secure election?
I don't know, but I do know this. We spent 4 years ago, we just spent 3 years arguing about $100,000 worth of Facebook ads by Russia, which 50% were for Hillary Clinton, 50% were for Donald Trump. So we spent 3 years arguing about that, talking about Russian collusion. In the meantime, they were trying to supposedly making the voting system more secure. And I was shocked to find out that they're sending our votes into the cloud. I mean, what are they doing? That's the least secure thing you can possibly do. Let's send the votes up in the cloud and let's see what happens. I was flabbergasted that rather than making the system more secure and less hackable, they effectively turned it into a machine that a high school student could hack.
Oh, yeah.
And it's beyond my comprehension who thought this was a good idea, but the fact of the matter is they should be fired.
Well, there was a technical expert. Now, again, I was at it for 20 years, and some of the stuff that he was saying I was rolling my eyes at because there was no safeguards in place. The average used, not the person going in to vote, but the average maintenance person going in there to take care of those machines could easily reset the votes. I mean, it was plain and simple. We got to go for a quick break. We'll finish this up on the other side. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more after this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Well, it's early yet.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back. You're listening to Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You can sign up for a text alert at simply text TRS. To 77-222, TRS to 77-222. Let me bring him back on. I'm enjoying my time with him. Richard Manning joins me. He's the president of America for Limited Government, and he's giving out $10,000 bills. Tell people about it. Let's get it figured out so we can show people, prove to people what voter fraud is all about.
Right. The $10,000 bill is for if somebody provides from the city of Atlanta, from Milwaukee, from Philadelphia, or from Detroit, provide evidence which leads to the arrest and conviction of an individual for voter fraud. It's as simple as that. Because our theory is simple and it's easy. Identifying voter fraud is important, but the way you really prevent voter fraud is you have people go to jail. And the way you get to the bottom who's behind voter fraud is you get little fish in trouble, and those little fish then talk about the big fish. And until you're able to do that, until you get them in front of a prosecutor and forcing them to face their freedom at stake, we will not get to the bottom of where this really came from. And quite honestly, if we don't figure this out, Our country's in trouble.
I agree with you. I think the thing that irritates me most about this, we have known this has been going on for decades. All right? Never so blatant. I mean, right now, to me, it's almost like they're looking at you going, trying to stop us. All right? And right, doing it right in your face. And
exactly right. As I said before, this is a friend of mine on Facebook, as a reporter, put, you know, that Joe Biden, you know, got 7 more votes than any presidential candidate in history. And I just posted, say, if you believe that Joe Biden got 12 million more votes than Hillary Clinton and 8 million more votes than Barack Obama, I've got a bridge in Arizona that I want to sell.
Yeah, I agreed. The guy, listen, I say the guy couldn't get 16 people to show up at a free hamburger rally, and right, Donald Trump's got them packed in and waiting outside in the cold and the rain to get in, and you're telling me this man beat him by that many votes?
And you see, that's what's interesting, is the 71, 72 million votes for Donald Trump makes sense. He beat his margin by 9, 10 million votes, and that makes sense. That's what we saw. That's what our physical eyes saw. And we had a candidate who was hiding in a basement and had rallies with people in crop circles, and you ended up having that guy got 12 million more votes than Hillary Clinton did 4 years ago. That is not credible on its face, and what it means and what the evidence seems to be pointing towards is that there was such massive vote stealing here. That they literally were shoveling, bringing ballots in on wheelbarrows and the like, because they were reproducing them so fast, printing and stamping them for Biden so fast that they didn't even bother to stamp down ballot.
You're right. Exactly. That was the other thing I was going to bring up, was the fact that, you know, statistically impossible, never seen before, where ballots come in with one mark on them, and that's it. And the other thing that somebody was showing, sent pictures to me, were that a lot, are you ready for this? A lot of these ballots, I guess in some of these states, they have people that can get the mark exactly in the hole. You know what I'm saying?
It is amazing. It is absolutely amazing that amazingly, they all got the mark directly in the hole.
Right.
Even more amazing, it appears that many of those ballots have the same. Serial numbers on them. Like, you know, they just, it's almost as if they were on a Xerox machine. I don't
Well, let me ask you a question about, now, Alito gave me some hope when he said, wait, this is, you keep those ballots together, you segregate them out, and we're going to deal with those later. And the blatantness of them saying, yeah, right, like that's going to happen, and they did what they wanted to do anyhow. I mean, technically, even if the Supreme Court goes back and says, well, you blew off a direct order from the court, how are they going to decide which ones of those were for who and how?
Well, that's the whole reason they're supposed to be segregated. And and if the Supreme Court determines that they did blow off a direct order of the court, the Supreme Court at that point has no choice but to say to the people in Philadelphia, you have lost your right to have your votes counted. You don't get... Because, Joe, this is very important. The Supreme Court has no real power. The only power they have is if people follow what they say. And if localities say, we're not following what the Supreme Court says, then the court itself fails. So the court has to take an action here that is really punitive. And, in fact, they will be begging the Pennsylvania state legislature to discount those Philadelphia votes when determining who should get the Electoral College votes from Pennsylvania. And ultimately, that's where the hammer is. You can have all the light in the world, but the hammer is in what the state legislators start to decide to do.
All right, so you've been on a lot of other shows. You've been with a lot of other experts. I know your crystal ball doesn't work, but give me how you perceive this playing out over the next 10 days.
I think that there will be incredible pressure on state legislatures in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, to name 5. And they will have a lot of pressure to take a look and determine whether or not the level of corruption was so much that they have to take their constitutional duty serious and actually choose electors based on throwing out a fraudulent result and saying, we believe that that result is not valid because the cheating was so bad. There's going to be enormous pressure on them. This hasn't happened in a long time. But the framers put that in, the Electoral College in place, to be able to correct for this kind of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what they did. And so, yes, those state legislators are going to be under a lot of pressure. And I believe, I'll just give you, there's going to be a few court cases that are going to matter. But I think there's a 20% chance that Donald Trump is president on January 20th at 12:01.
Well, I'm believing it's bigger than that. You have these attorneys running around saying we've got this blockbuster information. We've got the thing that's going to turn. Somebody at some point in time has to flick the switch and dump that in front of the court to show it all. I don't know if they're not wanting to tip their hand. I'm concerned about the Georgia Senate race that's coming up. Will they do the exact same thing? Are we going to be ready for it? It's scary than heck.
It is scary than heck. In the Georgia Senate race, there's two Senate races. They'll determine who controls the Senate.
Correct. Yeah.
And there doesn't appear the Georgia State Legislature and the governor are going to have to correct the election law, because right now we have people from San Francisco moving to Georgia, registering as a voter in Georgia with no intention to stay against the law. But if they vote, and then after the fact they move back to San Francisco, there's no way to segregate their vote. There's no way to say, you know, we're going to get a slap on the wrist from Georgia, but we affected an election. We affected the direction of the country. So they've got to fix their voter laws right now in a special session to make certain that only people who are registered in the general election that we just had are eligible to vote in the runoff election that will be on January 5th. That's the very least they should do. They also should clean their voter rolls and eliminate the requirement or the allowance that they're not have to correct signatures.
You're such an optimist, my friend.
On mail-in ballots.
You're such an optimist.
You need to do those three things to have a legit election.
You're such an optimist. In L.A., we have 1.5 million voters in L.A. County. They have 1.5 million voters on the rolls that are either dead, don't live in the state, and they were ordered to clean them up by a judge. And do you know how many they've cleaned up in the last 18 months? That's
zero.
Right. Zip. Nothing. Okay.
I'm from L.A. I went to USC, so I ran campaigns in L.A. County, so yeah. I'm very familiar with the system, and I'm very familiar that the one thing the Democrats don't want is to have clean voter rolls, because clean voter rolls mean clean elections.
Yeah, agreed. And here in California, they drag anybody to the polls to vote. I remember the days when you could actually go to a poll. One of the practices was you went and looked at, who hadn't shown up yet to vote, and you would write those names down, and somehow the political van pool would show up, and those people that they just wrote their names out would show up to vote. And it's just craziness. They got to stop it.
Exactly.
Anyhow. Yeah, I know. Now I'm just rambling, because I am irritated about this. I'm irritated as Republicans we didn't get out in front of this. We've had a few years to deal with it, and we didn't do anything with it. So we kind of, to a degree, deserve what we got. So anyhow, he's gone. I don't know what happened. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, I'll speak for him. It's really that simple, okay? Richard Manning was with me, and he is the president of Americans for Limited Government. You want to check out the organization, Americans for Limited Government. Matter of fact, if you know anybody who's got any information on voter fraud, and I don't mean any ambiguous stuff. I mean they actually have proof of something that happened. Please give them a call. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes. Don't go far.